Katie in Shawnee had this very basic question. What is the best place to find who will be on the ticket for my district, and what's the best way to look at their platform? Stephen, where should she start?
Well, there are a couple places to really kind of kick off a search like this. Her county election office website would be a good place to go. You can get a sample ballot through the Johnson County Election Office website. A lot of other county websites offer that kind of service too, or at least a list of the candidates running. The Secretary of State's office also has this voter portal you can find on their website or at myvoteinfo.voteks.org. And anyone can go there and look up the district you're in. And on the Secretary of State's homepage, there's a full list of candidates for Congress, the legislature, State Board of Education. So you can figure out who the candidates are in your district numbers.
Okay, so step one, figure out who's running or whose name you want to write in on your ballot. What's step two? What is the best way to figure out where candidates stand on certain issues?
Well, there's an easy way to kind of start here. Some organizations, whether it be newspapers or groups like Women for Kansas, have put out these candidate questionnaires. Not every candidate has responded to every question, but that's a good place to kind of get some idea of where they stand on issues. There are also these endorsement lists from groups across the political spectrum. I'm thinking of like the Mainstream Coalition, Kansans for Life. The Kansas Chamber of Commerce hasn't put out a new list of endorsements, but some of the candidates that they backed in the primary are still standing. So when you look at those, you know, groups who they've endorsed, that can also kind of give you an idea of where politicians stand on the issues that really matter to those groups.
The presumption there is that if a particular candidate got an endorsement from a particular group, that they are likely to vote in a way that is consistent with the ideas or positions that that group might be putting forth.
Exactly. So if we're looking at an issue like taxes, you know, the Kansas Chamber of Commerce has kind of been opposed to increasing any taxes. So if you see they endorsed a candidate, probably that candidate is interested in fixing our budget in ways other than really looking at tax increases first.
Okay. So what else do you look at?
Well, it gets a little trickier from there. You can go to, for example, the social media sites for candidates. You can go to their personal websites for their campaigns. That can provide you some useful info, but you kind of have to decipher it sometimes. Again, if you're talking about taxes and you see a candidate says the state needs to live within the taxes that it's given, that's basically a code for saying we need to work with the tax collections we have now. We shouldn't look at increasing taxes. Whereas if you see a candidate says on their site, you know, the tax base should be fair and broad and everyone should pay their fair share, they're probably talking about, for example, eliminating the business LLC exemption for taxes. So they might be more interested in looking at some tax increases also to work on our budget situations.
For sure, if you are a registered voter, you've probably gotten at least one postcard, probably way more than that at this point in your mailbox. Are those useful?
They can provide a little bit of useful info, but kind of the way I put it is you should take almost anything you read on those with a healthy grain of salt, because from all sides in these races, a lot of the claims made in political advertising are not super accurate.
If you read the fine print on those postcards, though, right, I mean, you can at least figure out who perhaps has been endorsing or supporting that particular candidate. And going back to that earlier thought about, you know, those endorsing organizations have positions on certain policies. So you can follow mm-hmm. the trail there.
Yeah, if you get a mailer that endorses a candidate and then you see it's paid for by so-and-so group, you know, well, that group's on board with this candidate. What does that group stand for? This candidate is probably aligned with what they're advocating.